this week's outlook for cash fed cattle prices perked up on Tuesday. Weekly data suggests pandemic-related changes in processing facilities are limiting slaughter levels, according to LMIC. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 12th of May. Prospects for negotiated cash fed cattle prices this week turned more optimistic Tuesday. Although too few transactions to trend, there were a few dress trades in Nebraska at $191 a hundredweight, which was $1 to $3 more than last week. And there were a few live trades in the Western Corn Belt at $120, which was also $1 to $3 higher. That was on limited trade and light to moderate demand. Between that and the continued strength in wholesale beef prices, cattle futures maintained gains from the previous session despite the turn back higher in corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.14 higher across a range of 40 cents to $1.70 higher. Feeder cattle futures edged an average of 25 cents higher, except for 12 cents lower in spot May. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $3.26 higher Tuesday afternoon at $312.37 a hundredweight. Select was $2.58 higher at $296.34. I mentioned grain futures. They recovered from sharp losses in the previous session to surge ahead again in the front months, with likely profit-taking and positioning ahead of Wednesday's monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Corn futures closed 10 to 11 cents higher in the front two contracts, and then mostly 2 to 5 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 16 to 27 cents higher through Jan of 22, and then mostly 4 to 11 cents higher. I had results available at press time from just one trendable Tuesday auction, that for Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where there are 2,464 head. Steer and heifer calves weighing more than 450 pounds sold steady to $5 higher, while those at lighter weights traded $5 to $10 higher. According to the AMS reporter, excellent pasture conditions in the area have many local buyers looking for grass calves. Unfortunately, lush pasture is a rare commodity across most of the country at this time. 24% of the nation's pasture and range was rated as good or excellent for the week ending May 9th, compared to 22% a week earlier and 48% at the same time last year. Conversely, 44% was rated as poor or very poor, compared to 47% a week earlier and 16% a year earlier, according to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report. On the other hand, planting progress continued at a strong pace for row crops. 67% of corn was planted, which was 2% more than last year and 15% more than the 5-year average. Similarly, 42% of soybeans were in the ground, which was 6% more than last year and 20% more than the average. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Price Point podcast, available for free at calfnews.net. It comes out every Tuesday morning. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday as ongoing supply chain disruptions and reports of labor shortages fueled inflation worries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 473 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 36 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 12 points. Except for the first week of the year and during the February winter storm, weekly cattle slaughter has been averaging about 650,000 head a week, according to analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center. They say that pace is near post-pandemic weekly highs, signaling that COVID-related changes in processing facilities are limiting slaughter levels. In the May 7th Livestock Monitor, LMIC analysts explain the reduced capacity and constricted cattle flow has limited upside potential for cattle prices, but lifted choice boxed beef cutout value by more than 41% since the start of the year. On the other side of the trade, according to the folks at LMIC, the weekly five-area direct weighted average steer price rose from $111.28 a hundredweight at the start of the year to $122.03 in mid-April. Since then, of course, prices declined. Tyson Foods Incorporated provided another perspective in its second quarter financial results released on Monday. According to that report, beef sales volume decreased during the second quarter of fiscal 2021 due to a reduction in live cattle processed, partially associated with the impacts of severe winter weather and a challenging labor environment. It goes on to say, average sales prices increased in the second quarter and first 6 months of fiscal 2021 as demand for beef products remained strong. Operating income increased in the second quarter and first 6 months of fiscal 2021 due to strong demand as the company continued to optimize revenues relative to live cattle supply, partially offset by production inefficiencies and direct incremental expenses related to COVID-19. Dean Banks, Tyson Foods president and CEO, noted, "We're seeing substantial inflation across our supply chain, which will likely create margin pressure during the back half of the year." That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 12th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.